Thank you, worship leading team, for leading us. Just praise God for this time together. Just be thankful. Now is the time for testimonies and also prayer requests. And first, if I can just give a report from Redden, who's back in the Philippines. I think he's probably staying with his mother. And he wanted to say thank you for the love offering that was given from our church. He said he's bought two pigs, one welding machine, and he's also, it's going towards payment for his treatment to restore his body. If you remember the last time, by the time he left, he couldn't even come here by bicycle. His lower back was so damaged. Now he's having treatment and he's getting better, and he said the damage seems to be not permanent, and so I just praise God for that. So that was a kind of concern that he would just go back broken, and I'm glad God is restoring him and he's getting the treatment that he needs. Okay, anyone?
My name is Mihoko. Our daughter Akiko came back to us for 3 days, from Tuesday to Thursday. And she is able to come back more often to us. And prayer is my strength, my power. The more she comes home, I'm sorry. It is very pleased. We are very pleased to have her at our home, of course, definitely. And however, I'm getting old. And the more she comes home, I am more tired. I'm dearly sorry, but I'm thanking to God that I am allowed to be honest here. So I need your prayer to for him to give me the power to allow me to continue to receive her more. The time with her at our home is peaceful, and she is thankful to us, Mikio and myself. So we are very happy to eat at our home, have a cup of tea with her, and walk around in the park or riverside. It's the most happy time. We are all thankful. However, I definitely need the power. I'm losing the muscles. Yes. Thank you.
Thank you. Good afternoon. My name is Fernando. I just want to praise the Lord for last week help and Easter lunch. Praise the Lord for that. I felt so overwhelmed last week for a lot of work and a lot of stress for work, because I had to do many things. I felt like I overscheduled myself, I felt. But I, like Mihoko say, we ask for strength, and God gave us strength, and he gave me strength. I went through, there was a TV program that asked me to come and do some show for them, and I wasn't sure if I wasn't able to do it, because it's not about okonomiyaki, it was something else. Cooking in a teppan, something that I never do, so it's kind of, but I say yes, and I didn't know why. But I hope that would be good for my son. He wants to get into the media business, so it worked for him. It was a good experience for him to come with me and see how the TV people worked. And it was really amazing how they, it's like 20 minutes program and they have like 50 people, like 20 downstairs and 10, like 30 people maybe. So, And then I had to think about the menu on Easter and preparations of work. We're busy, but the Lord got me through this. So please continue praying for each other, the strength of the Lord, and it'll get us through. I still have much things to do, but I think I went through this week, so praise the Lord. I was making the bulletin. I also thought that I was my chance, my opportunity, my turn to make the bulletin last week too. So I was like, I had to make the bulletin too, and I put a scripture in the bulletin, and it's in the red, and it happens to be the scripture that Pastor Hiroshi preached this morning, so it worked quite timely. So it says, "Men of Galilee, they say, why do you stand here looking into the sky? The same Jesus who has been taken from you into heaven will come back in the same way you have seen him go into heaven." And that was the scripture that Pastor Hiroshi preached this morning. And so we are here, just like they were, he said. It hasn't changed within 2,000 years. We don't know if he's coming this afternoon or tomorrow or my lifetime. So let's continue serving and giving praise to the Lord. So as the disciples continue. So I want to praise the Lord that he's given me and all of us opportunities. So just continue supporting each other for his strength. Thank you.
Hello, I'm Art. Been really, really busy. We've already moved all our stuff to the farm. We're going to be leaving our apartment tomorrow for the last time. The guy who our intermediary who set this whole deal up and has been doing so much work on our behalf, he has been cleaning out our house. So we've taken like 2 huge 4-ton truckloads to the dump already, and they're continuing that. So the house is now clear, and so we just need to clean up a little bit and move our stuff in. Our stuff's in the garage right now, so we don't have much distance to move. We just have to kind of clean up and move things back to where they are. Megumi had her Nyuan Shiki on Saturday. I asked the teacher, I said, "What should I wear?" And she said, "Well, you can wear whatever you want, but everyone will be wearing suits." And I said to myself, "This is preschool. I'll wear a button-down and pants." So I was the only one not in a suit, but I think that was okay, because I think I stood out anyway. And, you know, it's always funny when they don't see the kid with us because they're looking for a little white kid. You know, all the Japanese people are like, So it's always fun to shock people and confuse people a lot. And so everyone's been really friendly moving into the town, but definitely very confused because there's definitely not any Westerners. I don't probably have never lived there. So it's like, you know, we walk into the Yakuba and people are like, "What can I do for you?" We're like, "We just moved here." And they're like, "Oh, where do you live?" "Oh, I'm your neighbor." Yeah, everyone is our neighbor because it's such a close place. So it's been really good. It's been a really warm reception. We're happy to be there. We've met some folks already at the Hoikuen. And just pray that we'll have great relationships with people. Pray that we'll be good examples of Christ. I know, you know, I'm hesitant to tell people in America I'm a missionary because there's so many connotations that go with that. And so I usually like to say, like, I do Christian social work. And I'm also cautious to say I'm a missionary here, too, because Japanese people have this idea of Christians. You're a Christian, so you're a really good person, you know? Or you're a missionary, so, like, you're a perfect person. Like, I don't want people to think that about me because that's far from true, you know? And so we'll be telling people what we will be doing, but I don't think we'll ever really introduce ourselves as missionaries. So we just want to, we want the actions of our lives to speak louder than what we tell people that we are. You know, we just want people to say, these people are different. They're doing things differently. They have a different way of thinking. What is that? And we want people to be attracted to that. And so please pray that we would be good ambassadors of Christ, that we would be humble, and that we would be, that God's love and grace would overflow. I was really appreciative of Chris saying that we're in a waterfall of love and grace. And we really feel that. And we really feel at this point that there's so much love and abundance that we can just, we can pour it out. And so please pray that we would be, that we would be fountains for people in the wilderness. And we want to have a lot of fun. I mean, I want to host Hikikomori kids. I don't want it to be, you know, boring and dull, you know. I want to have a lot of fun. Please pray for that God's joy would spread in this town. And we're really excited, and we're excited to have people over at the farm too. It's a really beautiful place. Thanks.
I'm Darcy, and I'm with Art, and I just wanted to add a little bit to what he shared, because all of that is true. And also what's true is it has been really overwhelming. Like, I've been stuttering a lot, like speaking, and because I'm thinking about what do we need to keep at the apartment? What do we need? Our toothbrush and a towel still? Like, do we really need two towels? Like, can we take the rest of it? Because we can't fit much more in the car. I mean, like, I'm just thinking through details all the time. And actually, we're going to be buying a second car on Wednesday. Like, we've had to, like, we went to the Yakuba and, like, got all the, like, our Jim and Hugh, all these things changed, opened a new bank account. I mean, we've had a friend helping. It's just been crazy. But generally, it's been fine. But I think Art and I have each, like, had times of, like, kind of hitting a wall. And, like, this morning for Art was just really, like, it's just feeling overwhelmed and stressed. And then God took that away, and we met the guy who's changing out the tatami at our old apartment in the city to give him the money to do it tomorrow. I mean, it's crazy, but everything's working out just so, but in just wacky ways. So we'd love your prayer for the logistics. I know that that's where Satan loves to mess with us. I mean, just Fernando sharing too, all of these things to do. And like, there's always, it's springtime, so I feel like everyone's got so much more. And we want to do it with joy and freedom. And we don't want Satan to have a place in there to make these tasks that are actually necessary, and they can actually be opportunities to love people. And we don't want those tasks to be like killing us and making us stumble and not act in the manner of Christ. And we do need help. We're gonna, Art and I will talk more about scheduling and when we wanna have some of our friends from Itaki come out and help clean and move things around. And because it is, it's a big house, and it's a little bit overwhelming to think about getting it all set up. Some of our ministry team members will be coming on Friday to help as well. So the first round will be in place, and then you guys can come and do the next hard part. We'll make it fun for you. We'll feed you and have you work. But we're really going to need our family here too, which is really aware of that. So thank you so much.
Hello, everyone. The ship is sinking this way. We are all this way and not this way today. We are strong. Anyway, my name is Grace, and happy Easter. Yeah, I'm sure you're surprised why I'm saying happy Easter, but you know that cross never moves out of there. The day Hiroshi Sensei will remove from there, and then I cannot say happy Easter, but otherwise it's Easter every day for us Christians. And the cross is there to remind us that we are Christians because of the work of the cross. And it's also there to remind us that that's our hope, minus the cross. We have no meaning to be here today, and minus the cross, we have no hope for the future. So that cross is very significant, and that's why Easter has no end. You can say happy Easter every Sunday because of the cross of Jesus Christ. And so that's why I say so today. And I'm thanking God because of his goodness. Recently, I've been learning hymns. I didn't grow up singing hymns, so I don't know many hymns. And even the ones I think I know, the truth is I don't know them. Because when I try to sing a hymn, minus YouTube or any lyrics, I cannot go beyond the first verse and the chorus. So I decided from last month to challenge myself to learn hymns word by word. And now I just finished my third hymn, which I want to sing together with you. I'm not good in music, so I'm not going to show you how good I can sing, but I just wanted us to sing together with you. So I requested Takako-san to make the PowerPoint so that we can sing together with you. And when I researched about this hymn, I found that it's actually one of the most popular, if not the popular hymn in United States. So maybe most, almost everyone knows this hymn in United States or so. But I didn't know this hymn when I was growing up. I heard the title first time in Japan, but I even never knew the lyrics to this hymn. I know there is a hymn called this, but I didn't know it until I began to learn it last week. And when I read about the person who wrote this hymn, he didn't have anything else in his heart. He just thought about the cross of Jesus Christ. This cross is very beautiful. You know, of course, Hiroshi-sensei will not put something ugly here. But the truth is, the cross of Jesus Christ was not this beautiful. And so the song is called The Old Rugged Cross. The word rugged just means something old and rusty, you know, not beautiful. And that's where Jesus hung. And this song is just meant to remind us every day that Easter should never get. You can forget about Christmas, but you should never forget about Easter. Because that's what you're supposed to carry every morning as you wake up. Think about the cross of Jesus Christ and how you can live for the cross and nothing but the cross. So today, I want to sing together with you because I don't sing well. And we are actually not singing. We are just saying these words. Yeah, we are just saying these words so that they remind us that every day as we live, let's think about the cross and how we can deny ourselves everything and cling, hold on to the cross of Jesus Christ until he comes back. And the reason why I'm telling you it's Easter is because today I attended the Japanese service and I was surprised Pastor Hiroshi is talking about the resurrected Christ. And as Fernando quoted the verse that is in the scripture, Pastor Hiroshi was talking about Jesus when he rose again and he met the people and he left. And when he left, the people are told, or we are told, he's going to come back. So that's why we don't want to forget about the cross. So please sing along with me. I know I have good singers who can sing better than me. Let's just, even if you cannot sing, just say those words and let them remain with you. On a hill far away stood an old rugged cross, an emblem of suffering and shame. And I love that old cross, where the dearest and best, for a world of lost sinners was slain. So I cherish the old rugged stained with blood so divine, a wondrous beauty I see. For it was on that old cross Jesus suffered and died to pardon and sanctify me. So I cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling
pray together in a minute. Is there anything else you'd like to pray for that hasn't been mentioned? Mihoko-san, Akiko-san coming back, and just the strength to do it all with joy and without getting shoulders that are too stiff. Yeah.
It's always our joy.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. We'll pray for that. And for the big move to Owasa. Just praise for God, to God for just preparing everything, making everything possible, and to just give it to God. And if you don't have a towel, it's probably okay. You can ask a neighbor and make a new friend. So, I mean, it's worth, yeah, you're right. Just give it to God. And I think probably for many of us, and this is a time of the year when new things are starting, and we feel the pressure. And we think, like, for example, I started teaching again on Thursday after 2 months without teaching. I was thinking, maybe I've forgotten. Maybe I could never do it. And I asked students to write down, what did you learn today? Or what did you like in class today? And do you have any questions or any comments or ideas? And two or three students wrote, what I liked was your smile. I thought, whoa. And so sometimes that we forget the smile. We're too busy doing. But we want to say they're nervous coming to their first class. They're coming to university. And a smile is a welcome. And so I was just thankful for that. Thankful that I remembered to ask for their feedback and that they encouraged me. Probably it was probably your smile means in 90 minutes I smiled one time, but at least someone caught that. And praise for Redden. I'm sure things are not easy back home, but you know, God is with him and we just need to lift him up to in prayer and thanks. For Fernando too, I'm always busy. If you've gone to Lopez on a busy day, you think, I could never do that job. And I just praise God for that you do that job and much more. And for Easter Sunday, it was such a joy to be in the kitchen. But I think it was probably more of a joy to be up here. I came up here and think, I wish I'd been up here instead of down there. So many things to be thankful for.